Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 337, and it's the 11th part of our series on Psalm 27 called One Thing I Ask. Today we're in verse 10, and it reads, Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Human love is incredibly powerful. The love of a father or a mother for their child, it overcomes incredible odds. But even the strongest human love fails sometimes. But God is different. Even though our mother and father might forsake us, the Lord will receive, can be counted on. We can count on God to never give up on us. He will always hear our prayers. That's what makes sense of what David is asking for here, him and the whole psalm. He will always attend to our needs. What do we ask God for in what's called the Lord's Prayer? Our daily bread. We're commanded by Jesus to tell God what we need with the expectation that he will hear this prayer and grant us what we need. One of the interesting things to note here, but also elsewhere in the Old Testament and under the Old Covenant, is that the people of that time, like David, had a personal faith relationship with God. Take 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, for example. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But here's the big thing. David found strength in the Lord his God. You see, it's not always corporate Israel as a body that God saw as his son, though he did, but it was individuals as well. And that's something that's prefigured here to some degree in the Old Testament and made clearer in the New Testament by who? By Jesus. Jesus is the one who shows us and teaches us what it means to have a personal relationship with God. And in a sense, God as Father and Mother. Isaiah 63, verse 16. You are our Father. Though Abraham does not know us or Israel acknowledge us, you, Lord, are our Father. Our Redeemer from of old is your name. And then earlier in Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 15. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has borne? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. That seems to be echoing what David is saying here. Though my father and mother forsake me, and that's unlikely, but it does happen, the Lord will receive me. This confidence is wonderful, isn't it? And here's one of the connections with this that I find very moving, which is that Jesus was forsaken. He was forsaken on the cross by his Father. But it was done with Jesus' consent, because he wanted us to be accepted as God's children. What a powerful thought. Wish we had more time. We could dig into that a bit more. So what might be the lessons from this verse? Well, especially if you're using these podcasts in a discussion group or with your friends in your local church community, a good question to talk about together might be, how do the relationships you have or had with your mother and father, your earthly father and mother, affect your relationship with God, the way you view God? Worthwhile having that conversation. Secondly, what does it feel like to be forsaken. Perhaps you've experienced that, perhaps you haven't, but you can use your imagination. What is David fearing in being forsaken? And then thirdly, on the other hand, what does it feel like to be received? Especially when you feared rejection. You thought that was going to be the outcome, but instead, you've been received. How does that feel? Well, we'll conclude today's podcast with the song I wrote, using the words of Psalm 27, verse 4. We'll go on to the next verse next time. And I hope, in the meantime, that you will find that no matter who else might forsake you, father, mother, spouse, friends, children, whoever, you will always find, always know that you can count on, and always will experience that the Lord will receive you. Take care, and God bless. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to see thank you.